Right now, we have had an interesting political season here in our immediate area, especially in New York State, where Millerton had their village elections, and there was actually a tie for the Board of Trustees, which we'll get to in just a second. And right after that, in Amenia, they had an election, which was actually for a primary. But the candidates that were running for a supervisor, there was a 7-vote difference. For the board, there were 4 running for 2 seats. The 1 and 2 finishers were, I think, 5 votes apart, and then the 3 and 4 finishers were only about 6 or 7 votes behind the 2 winners. And that explains and shows why the slogan, every vote counts, is important. And no one knows that better now than Delora Brooks. Delora, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
So, you know, very interesting that in two towns that border one another, basically the same thing, which means voter turnout is very important, as you tied with David Sherman in your race, correctly?
Correct.
Is that a surprise to you?
Well, we keep it in the family, so to speak, here. My dad years ago ran for mayor and missed by 1 vote, so I'm just keeping with the family tradition. But interestingly enough, every vote does count, and initially when I went to bed, I thought, oh, I'd lost, because there was a 3 or 4 vote difference. And after they did the recount, they discovered some of the ballots were done incorrectly, but I wound up with a 3-vote advantage, in addition to what I had had. So, in other words, I went to bed with 79 votes, and Dave had 80, and then the next day I was told it was a tie.
Well, it's a great civics lesson for people out there that if you're gonna complain about the way your town's run, if you're interested in the way your town runs, well, then you better well show up, because that 1 vote doesn't make a difference. I hearken back, I think it was 8 or 10 years ago, where somebody actually lost a legislative election somewhere in this country by 1 vote, and they never got to the polls because they were out campaigning. So that's how important that 1 vote is. So now let's look at you and your candidacy and why you're running for this position.
Well, I've always been involved in government. I was in an appointed position for a ZBA chair for years, and I've always been on the sidelines going to meetings with my dad and older people that have since moved on. And I noticed that we kept electing the same people over and over again for 2 reasons. One, there was a very low pool of people to pull from for candidates. And then people just weren't interested in politics, but they did complain a lot. Yeah. So I'm retired. I'm a retired emergency room ICU nurse. And I said, well, doing nothing is not an option. I cannot complain if I do not become part of the solution. I did not feel that the other candidate had, although I did vote for him in the past, after I had time to really sit down with clarity and look to see where we were as a community and where we are currently as a community, I felt that, you know, what we were doing wasn't working anymore. We needed to change it up. So I said, you know, I have experience. I am not a career politician, but I am willing to learn, and I have a very high energy level to get things done. And there were 3 main things that I thought that we had failed our community. One was providing a wastewater management. And we knew a long time ago, over 50 years ago, that if we didn't address this problem, that it was going to stifle our future. The other issue is housing. Affordable housing now is taking on a new meaning. I was also part of a process, although on the sidelines, for an affordable housing project that wasn't quite the right fit for what we needed to do. And the other issue that we have, which has been staring us so starkly in the face and an embarrassment, is a lack of a store locally in this community. It's put us in a food desert. My opponent has had different positions in town and village government, and this issue has just gotten unbearable. So I said it's time to get up and do something.
And what you're talking about, of course, is a grocery store. I mean, there are smaller stores that try to supply, but there is nothing like having a full-fledged grocery store in your community with easy access for people. And that is one of the major calling cards here. I think what's interesting about your candidacy and admitting that in the past you voted for the person you're running against is that times do change. And by not voting for him is not a personal attack. It just means you think that it's time that you get involved and that you can move these issues along better than that other person.
That's correct. And I leave no resources unturned. I have, politics is not about pride. It's not about party. It's about serving the community, which is in need, and making them understand what we need to do to go forward. And you know what? I have to be honest. Growth is painful. COVID has changed this whole scene in so many ways that we have to rethink how we're going to go forward. So I think fresh eyes is a term that might be applicable in this situation. Fresh eyes on a severe situation that we're in.
Well, we're speaking with Delora Brooks once again, who is running for a Millerton Board of Trustees. It's a runoff election that's coming up. And it's interesting the items that you bring up. Wastewater, that is also not only a problem in your town, but in Amenia, and also in Cornwall, which is trying to reestablish itself with businesses. And also housing, which we found out since COVID-19 and the housing market around here has gone absolutely crazy. It's very, 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 very hard now to find an affordable rental. First of all, it's hard enough to find a property now because they're all selling so much. So the affordable housing is a problem that is not only affecting Millerton and even Amenia, but once again, the whole area. Those are two important problems. But I think when it comes down to, I remember when Sharon didn't have a supermarket for about 3.5 to 4 years. That was tough. I mean, the Sharon Pharmacy tried the best they could to bring things in, and also the small little gas station. But there's nothing like having a grocery store in a town that is easily accessible to people that can't travel.
That's true. And I've been without a car in this area at times. Your car will break down. But if you don't have a car, you are in big trouble. And here, even in Dutchess County, this part, we had, at one point, there was a Loop bus. It was some kind of transportation that was taken away by the county with, consolidation and budget cuts. So now, being out here and without a vehicle, and there are some people that cannot afford a vehicle, it's made life that much more difficult. And that was my concern when I was canvassing, asking people, what is important to you? And how is your life affected by the lack of having these things? Can you get to the doctors? Can you get to the store? These are basic needs. I often use the phrase, we act like we're in a third world country, not a world away. And that's what it feels like. And for us to be in this situation at this point in time, I think, I don't know how we got here, but we're here. And we can't continue to do this. It's just, it's not who we are. I know we can do better.
Well, it's, Dolores, it's interesting to see that, and I bet you now, seeing as you went through one election already and wound up tied, I bet you more than ever, you and your opponent are out there really beating the bushes, telling people, look, this is what happened last time. If you're really concerned about the town, get out there and vote.
Yeah, that's the message. And, as I said, voting and what's going on in government right now, we're on Facebook, we are on Zoom, it's accessible. You can watch a meeting anytime you want to watch it. It's there. Just please participate. Please vote. I don't care if you don't vote for me, but please get out and be part of the process. I would prefer you vote for me, but I would like to see every age group, every person that has a stake in this community, come out and vote on July 6th.
Well, once again, that runoff election is July 6th at the Village Hall. It's going to run from 12 noon to 9 p.m. Delora, I'll tell you what I tell everybody that runs for office. Thank you for agreeing to run for office, to participate, and to help our communities expand and grow. And good luck in the election.
Thank you very much.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
So that is candidate number one, which is running in that runoff election. And David Sherman, I'm sure, will be contacting us, and we'll be speaking with him as well.